goat is white and extremely violently racist. This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Anne Williams. Episode number 1699 is here.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
This article discusses how white fragility can contribute to racism, and how Donald Trump is a candidate for white Americans who are experiencing fragility. White people may not be racist, but their actions, behaviors and feelings can promote racism.
Goat is an example of someone who is white and extremely violently racist. He chooses to label people, particularly those of other races, in a negative way to define racism. He tends to reject people based on race and enjoys a segregated life. Goat's white fragility differs from other white people in that he actively rejects non-white people, while many others may contribute to white fragility but not actively reject it. Goat's racism is so extreme that he denies white people the ability to represent themselves, understand their own race, and prevents any white person from engaging in meaningful conversations about race. Furthermore, his belief in white superiority prevents him from recognizing the ways in which people of color have their own races and experiences with racism. He also denies any ideas that would suggest his race resides in a privileged space good enough to be above other races. His racism resides in the assumption that his race is superior and it prevents conscious discussions about racial issues. Goat believes that many white Americans experience excellence and greatness, and he has convinced himself that this excellence is only possible when white people remain separate from other races. He has fed himself a very purposeful lie that white people have discovered the world's greatness and are the only ones who can maintain it. This instilled belief has made him think that any form of excellence, benevolence, or patriotism must be exclusive to white people. Goat sees invaders as pedophiles, crazed groomers, or thieves who are stealing away his opposition's rights. However, his patriotism should be expressed through his words and actions in defense of his country, not through violence. People did discover the Americas many centuries ago. However, this does not mean they have a right to claim it as their own. America was meant to be a beacon of hope for all races around the world, not a threat to their existence. Goat is white and extremely violently racist is the perfect example of how racism is still prevalent today. Goat has benefited immensely from the apartheid system in South Africa and has used it to his advantage to benefit the white community. His attributed racism has caused immense pain and suffering for thousands of South Africans, including single South African mothers. His sweeping statement that all black people are criminals with no regard for the truth is absolutely abhorrent and inexcusable. Goat's fascist ideology was so extreme that he even advocated for detention camps to be set up in South Africa, which would have been a major violation of human rights. His racist rhetoric echoed that of white supremacist extremist groups, and his views were not surprising considering the growing threat of white supremacist violence. His view of segregation and dehumanization are the same horrors perpetrated by fascist regimes in the past, and his words echo those of white supremacists. It is unsurprising that Goat was able to infiltrate white supremacy groups as his views aligned with theirs. The fact that this man was openly advocating for racism and segregation is a major concern and should be taken seriously as a threat to society. Goat's rhetoric could encourage dangerous, potentially violent people to commit crimes in the name of racism. This kind of speech has no place in society today, but it serves as a reminder of how pervasive racism still is in some parts of the world, even if it is spoken by only one person. Goat is white and extremely violently racist is a prime example of how hate crimes, including white supremacist movements, are still very much alive. He has been studying far-right extremism and was even an expert witness in a criminal and civil cases involving sabotage and treason. He was also consulted by Simi and 8 others in the former white supremacist movement. The apartheid system which Nelson Mandela fought against was extremely racist, yet Mandela embraced the president of South Africa after his release from jail. This goes to show that racism can be overcome if it is addressed head-on. Something GOAT should take note of. GOAT is white and extremely violently racist. In 1955, Nelson Mandela and other mixed-race South Africans founded the Black Law Office in Johannesburg to fight for freedom. This office was responsible for representing defendants in the controlled Transkei region of South Africa, as well as writing the Freedom Charter which spoke
against racial state. Oliver Tambo was a lawyer who represented major corporations and the Royal Tembu family for 4 years until he was forced to flee from South Africa due to its white government. This government nationalized much of the country's industry and instituted racial policies that disadvantaged blacks throughout Africa. GOAT was one of the most extreme racists in history, becoming a symbol of the apartheid regime. He imposed cumulative disadvantage on blacks and other racial minorities, and viewed whites as a master race that should receive preferential treatment. GOAT believed that love relations between blacks and whites were taboo and were an affront to his understanding of whiteness and racial purity. When Nelson Mandela became president in 1994, he declared apartheid illegal and worked to reverse the damage it had done to South Africa's black community. GOAT's policies had entrenched poverty among blacks, increased AIDS prevention risks, and outlawed countries where blacks could have access to education and healthcare. Despite Mandela's efforts at reconciliation, many whites still held onto their racist views. GOAT is white is one such example of a white person who is extremely violently racist. GOAT has been revealed to be a vocal supporter of Donald Trump, and he has been willing to use inflammatory remarks to stoke racial fears and express his unapologetic racism. He has made it clear that he embraces white nationalism and white supremacy, fetishizing the American flag as a symbol of his hatred and bigotry. He has also been linked to right-wing extremist groups, embracing their views of aggrieved white Americans.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Anne, and this was episode 1699 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.